Good evening and welcome to Insight Meditation in South Bay. I'm Sean Oakes. It's a pleasure to be here. It's an evening oriented towards supporting beginners in this path or practice. So I'll give a bit of guidance in the sitting period and then leave some open or silent time. If you have an established way of practice in sitting, feel free to ignore the specific guidance I'm giving or to experiment with it as you like. Sitting in meditation, like any task or activity we do, is a distinct time in our day, or in our week perhaps, where we enter into a kind of activity that's different from other activities. And any time we begin a new activity of any sort where we want to bring our full self to that activity, our full energies, our sincerity, focus. One of the first things we do is we assemble our tools, what we need for that activity, and we set aside our previous activities. And so coming to sit as a way to cultivate what we call meditation. One of the first things we can notice is just that we're here. You made it here tonight. And we're beginning a meditation period that is a different activity from driving, walking, biking, being in conversation, listening to voices or music, being at work, being at play, parenting, studying, whatever you did all day, even if it included other periods of meditation, this is a new activity. And in a very simple way, recognizing it as that, not assuming anything about what this is, can help us to arrive more fully and deepen more quickly in this activity. So perhaps especially if you're new to this space, but perhaps especially if you are very familiar with this space, this room, I'll invite you to start with your eyes open. You might have a deep love of the eyes closed space or a habit to go there right away. Sometimes beginning immediately with eyes closed can create the conditions for the habits of mind that we've been carrying around all day, the stories and thoughts and plans, and fantasies and fears and anxieties, to just continue into the meditation space. But if you open your eyes and you really let your eyes take in the room, even kind of let your eyes go wherever they want, really, see around, notice the colors of the objects, the light. There's other people here. There's decoration of various kinds. We use the sense of seeing or of hearing, focusing on my words or other sounds in the space, as a way to set down the previous activities of mind, the other thoughts that have been important to pursue in your work and relationships, but for this activity aren't needed. seeing the space, my attention is drawn into the present, into the here and now. Here is where we are. No longer driving, no longer talking to someone. Sometimes as we do this, the eyes land on things they're interested in, and a little wave of curiosity or liking comes through the system, through the body, through the heart. And in a very distinct way, because so many of the thoughts we run through the day are worry, or in some ways a little bit painful. Frustration, fear, fogginess, fantasy. Coming into this present in just a simple sensory way, it might actually be more pleasant than those anxious or fearful or worried thoughts. You just see a picture of something or a color or a spot on the wall, and your attention connects directly with it in a way that quiets the mind for a moment. And if this makes sense to you or is what you experience, I'll invite you to really notice that. Your attention connecting with anything, really. And that our attention generally connects with things that it's interested in whatever funny way. I'm interested in the twisty shape of the fishing line hanging from the ceiling. And that interest itself has a kind of quirky pleasure to it. And my system softens, my body and attention soften as I receive this image that was never present in my life before this moment. This is attention connecting with something that's here and now. So you could continue to meditate with eyes open, even as we bring attention now toward body and a little more inward. Or you could let the eyes close if that feels good for you. And I'll encourage you tonight to see if you can sense moment to moment what would be most pleasurable and go toward that, most easeful in your system, most joyful in a simple way. As we arrive in the here and now through the senses, one of the biggest experiences that's present in the here and now is the experience of this body, of my body. And sometimes that experience is very neutral, sometimes it's very pleasant, sometimes it's very unpleasant. But bodily experience, even if we're quite numb to our bodies or have been wounded in relation to the body in such a way that it's difficult to bring attention to it, that wound, even numbness, is still the center of our experience, the heart of our experience. Allowing your attention from the visual field or the hearing field to sink back or inward to the sense of your body sitting. If the body is comfortable enough in the sitting posture, then enjoying that and allowing the ease of sitting comfortably to be noticed. If your body's uncomfortable sitting, I encourage you to adjust a little bit and get as comfortable as you can. Sometimes that means sitting up a little taller. Sometimes it means relaxing the effort and resting back. Sometimes it means brightening our energy, maybe by opening the eyes and breathing in deeply to wake ourselves up. Sometimes it means calming by really not trying to do anything, but resting as if we're in a comfortable, delicious recliner. We're going for a sense of the body that's easeful and relaxed. Alert, with as little tension as possible. And of the many kinds of skills that we cultivate in formal meditation practice, I'll talk tonight about one that is part of what's called samadhi, or the gathering together or integration of the mind. Sometimes we use the word concentration for this. It's defined around the ability of the mind to connect intentionally with one thing that's happening here and now, and to stay with it in a continuous and steady way, in a relaxed, but quite engaged way. Focus. So as you connect with the body, you may feel your breath moving in and out. You could connect with the sensations of the body breathing. Breath coming in and out at the nose, or the torso filling and emptying. Or broadly, the sense of the whole body sitting comfortably as the breath moves through it on its own. And this sensation is something that you can stay close with. In the same way that with the eyes open, your eyes find something interesting and they land there, bringing attention to sensation. Is the breath interesting? Does it invite you to rest with it? Or is the sense of the whole body, the posture of the body, interesting enough that you can rest your attention there and stay? So we'll sit for a few minutes in silence, and I'll elaborate a little more. In these minutes of silence, I'll encourage you, either if you have an established meditation practice, to enter that practice, gathering your attention with whatever object or orientation your meditation uses, like the breath or body or sounds. If you're new to meditation, I'll encourage you to connect with the sensation of the breath coming in and out of the body, in whatever way you can feel it most easily. Just play with getting interested in that sensation. Really feel it in some detail. Sense, what can I connect with about this experience that is compelling, pleasurable, at least neutral and restful, so that I can stay with it through an in-breath and an out-breath, and another in-breath and another out-breath. Gently resisting the pull to other thoughts other places for attention to go. We'll sit for a few minutes focusing on breath in the body and relaxing into intimacy with this moment's embodied experience. And as we practice gathering attention into this one continual unfolding experience of breath in the body, or whatever your focus is on, notice that the quality of the settling can be greater or lesser, strong or weak. Sometimes it's very easy to rest in intimate contact with this one thing coming and going for a long time, and it's like the whole system is at ease and happy to stay in this flow. And at other times, attention seems to jump away, and mostly to thought, fantasy about the future, fear about the future, anxiety and worry. Thinking about the past, pleasant or unpleasant, fixing, regretting, wanting. Or even in the present, attention jumps to an ache in the body or something that concerns us in the present, or wondering if I'm doing it right, doubtful thoughts arise. We analyze our experience, we judge, we compare. All of this mental activity, mental emotional activity, is like another sensory object. It pulls us away. And you might feel some way that even though you don't intend it, that content, the story of fear or wanting or judging, is actually more interesting to your attention, your mind, than this quiet, steady object you've chosen, like the breath. So then one encouragement in the direction of focus and concentration, it's really an exploration, a question. How do we practice becoming more interested in the breath, stillness, calm, clarity, than our habitual or natural interest in the more dynamic, dramatic stories and emotions that fill the mind stream. Can you become more interested in steadiness, clear energy, and the breath or the body itself in this moment than you are in all the stories? We'll practice in this way. When you notice the mind pulled away, not engaging with the content, but feeling the pull, feeling how that content is actually interesting. And the coming back to the breath is a kind of renewal of my intention toward stillness and clarity. And I practice learning to delight in these subtle qualities. And let go for now the turbulent entertainment of story and fantasy and fear. We have to learn to fall in love with stillness.